This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. A senior Chinese health official said Thursday he was shocked by the World Health Organization's plan for the second phase of a COVID-19 origin study. The National Health Commission vice minister dismissed the lab leak theory as a rumor running counter to common sense. The head of the WHO acknowledged last week that it premature to rule out a potential link between the pandemic and a leak of the coronavirus from a Chinese lab. The health vice minister said that the lab in the city of Wuhan has no virus that can directly affect humans. He said that China has made repeated clarifications and does not accept the WHO plan. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appears to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensive across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, with the withdrawal of the U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rains. As river embankments were breached and record downpours across Henan province, President Xi Jinping described the situation as extremely severe, with flood control measures entering a critical stage, according to a state media report. Authorities said around 200,000 residents were evacuated in the provincial capital, Zhengzhou, as soldiers led rescue efforts in the city, saw the equivalent of a year's average rain dumped in just 3 days. The rainfall in the region was the heaviest since record-keeping began 60 years ago, coming as scientists say climate change is worsening, flooding around the world, alongside other increasingly extreme weather patterns. But the forecasters are predicting 3 more days of rain for the region that's affected. Hong Kong police has charged 2 editors and 2 editorial writers at the now-defunct Apple Daily newspaper. The 4 are charged with collusion weeks after Hong Kong's largest pro-democracy newspaper was forced to cease publication and its assets frozen. All 4 were charged with conspiring to collude with a foreign country or with external elements to endanger national security under the city's year-old national security law. The executive editor, Lam Man Chung, was the 8th executive or journalist at the shuttered paper arrested in recent weeks as Hong Kong authorities cracked down on dissent and China's central government brings the semi-autonomous territory more under its control. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of a controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The 2 governments announced the agreement in a joint statement on Wednesday, and it was immediately assailed by members of Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 project. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Russia does that. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.